Harper Audio presents I Want My Epidural Back, Adventures in Mediocre Parenting by Karen Alpert. This is the author. Dedicated to my awesome family, I couldn't do it without you. Then again, there's no way in hell you could do it without me either. Introduction. Before I became a mom, I used to hear people say that having a kid is hard. I was always like, no shit, Sherlock. You're pushing an 8-pound bowling ball out something that's the size of a donut hole. And FYI, I mean the actual hole in the middle of a donut, not the delicious holes of awesomeness that are really donut balls and have no calories because they're so small and easy to pop into your mouth until suddenly you've eaten 40 of them and you have a massive food baby. But I digress. Shit. Totally want a donut now. Anyways, now that I'm a mom, I know the hardest part isn't about getting something giant through your hoo-ha. It's about having a real live child. A 1-year-old, a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, a 4-year-old, etc., etc., etc. Because there might be a class that teaches you how to push and breathe and do all kinds of stuff that will help you deal with the fact that Satan is squeezing your uterus to death every 4 minutes. But there is nothing to prepare you for the pain of what comes after the doctor rips that epidural out of you. Parenting is hard as shit. Which is why sometimes I slack off. Like I order a pizza if I don't feel like cooking. Or I fish my daughter's leotard out of the hamper. Or I walk on the carpet if I have crumbs stuck to my feet. Or I give my son the iPad because he's driving me insane and I need him to shut the fuck up, otherwise I might pick up the nearest sharp object and use it to stab out my eardrums. And a bunch of other shit I'm not proud of, but I'm really not ashamed of either. Because if I didn't do things half-assed, then I'd have to do them full-assed. And I would probably burn out in about 0.2 seconds. Like those crazy overachieving mommies who do stuff like offer to be the president of the PTO and the vice president of the PTO because no one else wants to. Or they pack their kids' recycled lunchboxes with homegrown organic veggies that have been shaped into little designs that resemble masterpieces at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Overachievers, kiddo. Oh, look. Mommy made my kale and quinoa look like Van Gogh's peasant woman against a background of wheat. My rugrat. Wah, all I got is a candy bar. Overachievers, kiddo. Oh, you poor, poor child. I'll share my flaxseed smoothie with you if you would like. My rugrat. I was just bullshitting you. Snickers really satisfies, and it doesn't taste like cardboard. Speaking of rugrats, I've got two of them. Zoe is 6, and she is awesome. I also have a 3-year-old named Holden who kicks ass. I don't mean he literally kicks ass. He's more of a hitter and a puncher. But not a biter, thank God. The last thing you want is a call from the preschool nurse telling you your kid just pulled a Mike Tyson. Anyways, I love my kiddos, and without them, I would be lost. On a Caribbean island lying in a hammock with a giant-ass piña colada. But as amazing as that sounds, I like my life just the way it is. Hard and loud and full of a lot of gross shit like saliva and poop and other stuff. Clearly, I'm a little insane. So there you go. I guess I could write more and include an intelligent conclusion to this profound introduction. But remember, I do things a little half-assed. So if this book sucks, that's why. Now that I've set your expectations really, really low, happy reading! Be the best damn mediocre parent you can be. I'm mediocre. Now you might be like, why would you admit that? But let me tell you something. I am damn proud of being mediocre because I am really awesome at it. And that's no easy task. Like if you're an overachieving mommy, you can be all like, do-do-do-do-do, I'll just hop on over to Pinterest and copy some cool shit off there and impress the socks off everyone. But there ain't no Pinterest for mediocre moms like me. Nope, there is no website to show us how to fix it when the tooth fairy forgets to come 2 nights in a row. Or how to make dinner from the contents of your fridge when it only has a stick of butter and a jar of olives and an unidentifiable tinfoil package. I mean, I can't even use cookbooks. I crack one open and it says to get out your parchment paper and I'm like, what the fuck is parchment paper? Is that the crinkly brown paper pirates run maps on? But here's the thing. At the end of the day, I'm doing a good enough job. At least according to my rugrats. They gave me shit that says #1 mom on it. And I'm like, joke's on you. I'm more like the #1,297,207.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?